Bruce Yelley worked for years to expand Oregon's Death with Dignity Act. That's the law that allows terminally ill people to request medication to end their life. When Yelley was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer last summer, he asked for and received his own set of the deadly pills. But in the end, Yelley decided not to take them, and his wife says he never explained why he made that choice. He leaves behind a community of people eager to carry on with his efforts to expand access to the law. KLCC's Chris Lehman reports.
When Bruce Yelley was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, his greatest fear was that his mind would go before his body. People with the disease can live for years, even after their mental capacities deteriorate. So Yelley, who lived in Florence, looked into the Death with Dignity law. He wasn't ready to go, mind you, but he wanted to know what his options were. The answer was disappointing. To qualify, two doctors would have to sign a paper saying Bruce had less than 6 months to live. That's a tough call to make for a Parkinson's patient, says Bruce's wife, Kathy Yelley.
Doctors are often reluctant to make a six-month diagnosis because people can live with those diseases for years and years and years, and unfortunately, they can also suffer for years and years and years.
Bruce figured people should be allowed to request the medication if they had up to a year to live. That way, they'd be more likely to have a sound mind when they were allowed to make that choice. And so Bruce became an advocate. He wrote letters to the editor. He testified at the state capitol. He was a regular speaker on the retirement home circuit.
Bruce was passionate. I mean, this guy called everybody in the state.
That's Bruce's friend, a local lumber salesman named Chris Buffalo. The two met at the Florence chapter of the Toastmasters Club.
Yeah, there's like eight of us.
One evening, Yelley spoke to the club about his ambition to change Oregon's Death with Dignity law to allow more people to qualify. It struck a chord with Buffalo.
I said, Bruce, that speech moved me. I want to help. I want to continue your voice when you pass away.
That came sooner than even Bruce had anticipated. Last summer, he was diagnosed with an aggressive form of pancreatic cancer.
Oh, he immediately applied for Death with Dignity.
If there was one silver lining, says Kathy, it was that Bruce no longer had to worry about qualifying for the law. But when the pills came, they sat in a cupboard, collecting dust. At one point, Bruce even set a date. He would end his life on December 1st.
And so we were kind of prepared for that. And then lo and behold, a couple weeks later, he said, no, I've decided I'm not going to do that. I'm going to die peacefully in my sleep.
But that isn't how it happened, says Kathy.
I personally feel that if Bruce had been aware of how his ending would go, he would have spoken up and taken the drugs.
The last few days were rough. Bruce was big and tall, an ex-football player. Drugs that normally calm people as they approach death had limited effect on him. Then, just before 7 p.m. on Christmas Eve, he passed away. Kathy says Bruce never did tell her why he decided not to use the Death with Dignity Act after spending the last few years of his life trying to make it more accessible. But she took comfort in knowing that it was a decision that he made of his own free will.
He still, all along the way, up until the very end, had the ability to make that choice. And that really is what the fight is about, individual choice and determination.
And Bruce's fight will continue as far as Chris Buffalo is concerned. He says he's in it for the long haul.
Sometimes you're just moved by something. It takes you in a direction in life you never thought you'd go, but you're going because you're not quite sure why, but you know damn well it's important.
The thing is, if Bruce Yelley was the definition of a grassroots advocate, then Chris Buffalo is the seed that's just starting to germinate. He's never testified to lawmakers before and freely admits he only has a vague sense of the legislative process. But for Bruce, he's willing to learn and carry on the effort to expand Oregon's Death with Dignity law. Chris Lehman, KLCC News.